Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, The Fate of Becoming God's Bird Food. In the last days, the leader of Russia, Gog by title, will lead a massive coalition to invade Israel with the goal of plunder and pillage. This will in essence be a frontal attack on the God of Israel, who is in covenant relationship with Israel. God calls the people of Israel, my people. And he calls the land of Israel, my land. Joel 3:2. The audacity of this bold move will result in God totally annihilating the Gog coalition. Ezekiel 39:14 says, they will set apart men regularly employed with the help of a search party to pass through the land and bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse it. At the end of 7 months, they will make a search. Israel will be very serious about removing all the corpses from the land. After 7 months of mass burial, they will then send a search party to look throughout the land and make sure no body, pun intended, was missed. Ezekiel 39:15-16. The search party will pass through the land, and when anyone sees a man's bone, he shall set up a marker by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. The name of the city will be Hamana. Thus they shall cleanse the land. If the search party finds a bone, they will put a marker by it, and then those assigned to burial will come and properly dispose of the body in the valley of Hamon Gog. In this way, the land will be entirely cleansed of Gog and Magog. This will be such a massive project that a city settlement will be developed by this great cemetery. It will be called Hamana, which literally means multitudes. Ezekiel 39:17 says, and as for you, son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to every sort of bird and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather together from all sides to my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you. A great sacrificial meal on the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. Verse 17 picks up on the description of the devastation begun in verse 4. In the process of 7 months of burial, there is going to be a lot of rotting flesh. And so God calls all the carrion and scavenger birds and beasts to feed upon Gog and Magog. Note, this meal takes place, quote, on the mountains of Israel. One unidentified Jewish source says this, quote, so right now there's a big test in all the world going on about who gets the mountains of Israel. The European Union, United Nations, the governments of the world are saying it doesn't belong to the Jews. But the Word of God says that it does. So I think that it's a testing ground right now. Nations should bless Israel by agreeing with the Word of God and agreeing with the prophecies. So I think right now what is going on is a testing of the nations over this place. Gog and Magog should take note. Indeed, the mountains of Israel are a testing place. They coveted this place. And alas, they get a permanent place here. That is a burial place. The description here is similar to that of Armageddon in Revelation 19:17-18. And because of this, some have thought it is the same as Armageddon. However, there are too many differences for it to be the same war. For example, Gog and Magog is selective in who is involved. Whereas at Armageddon, the entire world comes against Israel. Israel at the time of Gog and Magog is dwelling safely, something that is certainly not true in the context of Armageddon. The conclusion is that the war of Gog and Magog is separate from the battle of Armageddon and must take place prior to it. Ezekiel 39:18 reads, you shall eat the flesh of the mighty, drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs, of goats and bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Bashan was northeast of the Sea of Galilee and was famous for its pasture lands and fattened cows. Metaphorically here, it depicts the strongest and best of a great people, humanly speaking, who come against Israel. These people who are brought down were the best fed, that is, the strongest and the finest. Alas, they will be bird food now and food for the beasts. Ezekiel 39:19 says, "You shall eat fat till you are full and drink blood till you are drunk at my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing for you." Normally, the fat and blood of animals was sacrificed to God, but here it is inverted as God provides his human army as a sacrificial meal for animals. This shows how little regard God has for these ruthless enemies of Israel. They despise God, and God in turn treats them with contempt and totally belittles them. Deuteronomy 7:10, "And he repays those who hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face." Deuteronomy 32:41, "If I whet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me." Ezekiel 39:20, "You shall be filled at my table with horses and riders, with mighty men, and with all the men of war, says the Lord God." God in graphic terms shows that his army, which was so mighty, God's army, which was so mighty, is going down hard. God is going to bring them down. God speaks of, quote, "my sacrificial meal," and says, quote, "I am sacrificing," and again, quote, "my table." This is a total God thing. He does it. He totally destroys the Gog and Magog coalition on the mountains of Israel. Their bodies will be eaten by birds and beasts as Israel engages in a 7-month burial campaign for which they will become famous. Then they will go on to burn the war equipment and use it for fuel and energy for a period of 7 years. The moral of the story is don't touch the mountains of Israel. Don't touch the West Bank. Don't mess with Israel, because the God of Israel is still the God of Israel. And he is the one true God. The world has largely forgotten this truth, but it's about to rediscover it the hard way. The stage appears to be being set for the last day's war of Gog and Magog, as Russia and Iran are becoming more and more aligned, and neither of them have any regard for Israel or for the God of Israel. That will prove to be a fatal mistake. Lord, we thank you that you're sovereign, and Lord, we read about this, what will become a famous event in the history of the world, kind of like the Exodus. Lord, it's going to be a world event that will be recognized far and wide. And yet I think Antichrist is going to step forward and try to take credit. But Lord, you will prove yourself as who you are, the God of Israel, the covenant God of Israel. Lord, again, we thank you for who you are, the privilege to serve you, to know you for such a time as this. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.